This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The Office of the United Nations Human Rights Chief called on the Russian government to carry out or cooperate with an independent investigation into the reported poisoning of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Rupert Colville, the spokesperson for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, described the poisoning as an attempted assassination. Mr. Navalny had been brought out of his medically induced coma a couple of days ago. He was flown to Germany last month after falling ill on August the 20th on a domestic flight in Russia. Belarus border officials say Maria Kolesnikova, a leading member of Belarus opposition, was detained early today while trying to cross into neighboring Ukraine. The officials said that Kolesnikova was traveling with two other opposition movement members who both successfully entered Ukraine. Anton Gerashenko, the deputy interior minister of Ukraine, said today at 4 a.m., two citizens of Belarus who run an active opposition activity against Lukashenko's regime have arrived on the territory of Ukraine from the territory of Belarus. These citizens, when talking to the border service, said they were detained against their will in Minsk together with Maria Kolesnikova. Monday brought calls from Germany and Britain demanding Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko to disclose Kolesnikova's location after reports she was seized by unidentified men in Minsk. House Democrats said Tuesday they will investigate whether Postmaster General Louis DeJoy encouraged employees at his former business to contribute to Republican candidates and then reimburse them in the guise of bonuses, a violation of campaign finance laws. Five people who worked for DeJoy's former company say they were urged by DeJoy's age or by DeJoy himself. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump is putting out the word that he is considering spending as much as $100 million of his own fortune on his reelection effort as campaign officials try to buck up key supporters and donors amid daunting polling numbers and other bad news. President Trump said today that he's prepared to use his own money and spend whatever it takes to win a second term in the White House, but he sidestepped just how much of his own cash he would be willing to invest.
If we did need, we don't, because we have much more money than we had last time and going into the last 2 months, I think double and triple. But if we need it anymore, I put it up personally, like I did in the primaries last time. In the 2016 primaries, I put up a lot of money. If I have to, I'll do it here, but we don't have to because we have double and maybe even triple what we had a number of years ago.
Trump said Tuesday he's prepared to use his own money. Dan Eberhardt, a prominent Republican donor, said that two senior campaign officials told him in recent days that the president was considering a personal investment in the campaign of as much as $100 million. President Trump departed Washington today to visit the battleground states of Florida and North Carolina. Nine chief executives of competing drug companies working to develop a vaccine for the coronavirus jointly said today that they would not seek U.S. government regulatory approval for its use until phase three showed it was safe. The statement comes as President Donald Trump has suggested that there could be an announcement on a successful vaccine before the November 3rd election. They vowed the companies would only submit for approval or emergency use authorization after demonstrating safety and efficacy through a phase three clinical study that is designed and conducted to meet requirements of expert regulatory authorities. That according to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Russia's foreign minister says Moscow is ready to step in and help ease rising tensions over Turkey's search for energy reserves in the eastern Mediterranean and rejected any actions that could lead to further escalation. Sergei Lavrov says Moscow is monitoring the situation in the region and would help to start a genuine dialogue with all parties that would generate mutually acceptable solutions. Lavrov was speaking today during an official visit to the island nation. Greece and Turkey have been locked in a tense standoff in recent weeks. Negotiators on both sides of the English Channel say this week is the moment of reckoning for a post-Brexit trade deal between the European Union and Britain. But after 6 months of toxic wrangling, the odds are mounting that an agreement will not be struck. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca. This is VOA News.